Bud Marshall.
Bud Marshall was a local plumber. One of the difficulties in Perry, Oklahoma, in putting in a water line is that you need to bury it 18 to 24 inches deep to keep from being frozen in the wintertime. In summertime, when you put those in, and that's sharpshooter and pickaxe time around here. So it would take a man earning maybe $1.50, $2 an hour all day to dig a trench from the house to the alley. So I said there ought to be a better way. Besides, it was hard work. My local plumber said, Ed, why don't you make a machine? And so I made a machine for him. But I had in mind, if Marshall needs one, well, maybe somebody else does. He never bought it. He always wanted to borrow when I was making some improvements on to prove my product. But I never did sell him one. He quit plumbing before I ever sold him one.
So this machine then, go
it
on
had
and
little
tell
buckets.
Us.
I, in retrospect, may have copied it off of the cistern, which had a water well. You brought the water up out of your cistern with a chain that had some little buckets on it. Cistern pump. I said, if it works there, ought to work here. In fact, is the first one I tried something like that and discovered that making those buckets out of tin doesn't work. I got to make them out of iron, and I got to put teeth on them. Just buckets like a cistern water well pump will not work. Fact is, the first chain, I tried to use the cistern chain on it, knowing I had to make better buckets, but the chain itself would not work.
Explain a cistern.
That's pretty typical around Perry, Oklahoma. Well water is not dependable around here, and so early days, most houses had a system of draining the water off the roof through a drain into a hole you dug in the ground and plastered up like a well. But they were usually anywhere from 6 to 10 feet in diameter and maybe 10 to 15 foot deep, some of them that large. They would be plastered up inside, and you put your rainwater in there. And you had a cistern pump, which was a chain with a series of little buckets on it that would go down into the water and elevate it up the top and dump. There are still some areas where you say, oh, that's where a cistern was. I don't know if there's any cisterns in town anymore. But I came across a household the other day that I remember where one was, and it's filled in, and it's evident. It's still a circle.
But that concept of a chain and these cups, you believe you applied that then to trench digging?
Sure. It made sense to me, a chain and cups. Although I wouldn't take full credit for it. There were very large machines, very large trenching machines, that had something similar to it. A chain with some teeth or cups on it, not exactly like that. They would sort of drag the material out of the ground on a dragging elevation as opposed to on a vertical.
But this machine would be probably used for the process of installing the residential utilities.
Strictly. In my area, I didn't perceive needing to go over 2 or 2.5 foot deep. At that point in time, 4 inches wide was plenty wide. It wasn't long before that's not wide enough, so I made 6 inches, still the same size machine.
Did this take a while to build this, to finally perfect?
It was probably a year and a half or 2 years of, well, I don't have anything to do this afternoon, I'll work on that. Then it got to be, I don't have time for the other things because I'm working on this trencher. After a while, the vision became, hey, this may make some sense. Let's get to work on this.
Your father was in on this with you?
I may have recruited another shop worker if he didn't have anything to do for a while to do something for me. But by that time, my dad's health began to fail a little bit, and I was not only doing that, but I was pretty much managing the shop itself.
You finally applied for a patent, I suppose.
Yeah, I applied for a patent. I guess it was an ego thing, but some naiveness at that point in time as to what patents really were, and I guess pride or whatever else stimulates people to apply for patents. Expectations about, man, I got something by the tail here that I don't know how to handle. And as a matter of protection, in every inventor, he may think he has some of that. In retrospect, it's not that big a deal.
But did you think when you perfected that machine, I have something here that the nation, the country is going to be interested in?
I guess really in retrospect, maybe so. Because one of my first ads was in my Popular Mechanics magazine, which I was a lifetime subscriber to. Even when I was 8 years old, Popular Mechanics magazine was my magazine. I found you could put a one-inch ad in there for $8. I was limited by, I can't sell it to my neighbors. Maybe I can sell it to somebody that has more money or something. And so I ran a one-inch ad in Popular Mechanics magazine.
And what was the price tag for the machine?
Oh, probably $800 by that time. The engine was probably the most expensive thing, which was, at that point in time, a third of the cost.
What did you name this machine?
First one, we called it Ed's Ditcher. By the time I got to Pop Mechanics magazine, I'd already named it Ditchwitch, because when I tried to put it behind my car and haul it around towns around here, I needed some literature. I thought I did, needed people some literature. when I ran the ad in the Pop Mechanics magazine, I thought, sure, I'll need literature. So by that time, I'd already given it a name.
Why did you call it Ditch Witch?
Well, I guess it was the inspiration of an advertising guy who made me a piece of literature. I went to him because he had made me a piece of literature for Geronimo. I went to him with the idea I need a piece of literature. I was going to run this ad in Pop Mechanics magazine, so I need something. And we spent all afternoon. He said, what do you call it? I said, well, Ed's Ditcher. And he said, no, that won't work. I said, well, how about gopher or mole or something like that? And we'll put an animal on for a logo.
He was an advertising man in Tulsa, was he?
A guy by the name of Lewis Brandenburg.
And so he came up with the idea of Ditch Witch.
I guess so. He passed it by me, and I said, okay. And then he came up with the logo, the witch sat on a shovel, and that was it.
So you didn't agonize too much over this?
No. Literature was down my list, you know, one of those necessities, like, you got to have it.
So this machine, then, was first introduced about in 1949, I believe, late 40s.
I worked on a couple of years there in between times, so I don't know where introduced was. Literature probably came along about that time.
Right.